You're listening to Fotch and Friends on the number one hit music station. Wake up in the morning. Power 96.5.
All right, we welcome in the country expert, Country Tom. You've been doing country music for a couple of years now.
Oh, yeah, three or four.
And we have, you know, a topic that's trending in the country world, and I always ask questions about it to where you can't really do that in the country world because I feel like folks might get upset.
I haven't been on for a couple of weeks, so I'm kind of looking forward to seeing whose career you're going to mess up this week. So.
I don't mess up anybody's career. I just have questions.
Reputation, I guess. Probably is a better word.
I'm pretty sure we're at the point right now where my credibility on the show.
You had some at one time?
Did you?
Just a little bit. Just a little bit. It's all right. Completely gone at this point.
It hasn't been seen for a while.
Yeah.
Luke Combs, did you guys know that he auditioned for The Voice? Like a long time ago. Basically, he was telling Billboard Magazine recently that he was told by the producers that he wasn't exciting enough to be on the show. So he got a letter back.
He's pretty boring.
How do you know? Do you know who Luke Combs is?
Yes.
Name five songs.
Down Under.
What?
Down Under.
That's not a song.
Blue Jeans and Guitars.
Down Under.
My beer in my hand and my finger in my pie.
Down Under was by Men at Work back in the 80s.
Yeah, that is.
That's a good one. And then the other one is My Keys Are in My Truck. My Hunting Dog and My Old Blonde Lady Friend.
Those are five.
I'm pretty sure those were five Luke Combs songs.
Oh, okay. All right.
Well, they've never been heard anywhere in the universe.
Yeah.
They're deep cuts. Basically, he got a letter back after the next audition he had, and they told him that he was too boring for television, and they said, you're a great singer, but essentially it's about ratings. So Luke Combs wasn't going to give them the ratings that they wanted. I think he would have been good.
That was a real wild leap on part of the producers.
Well, let's be fair. Luke Combs is kind of just like your everyday guy with a guitar. He's almost kind of like your cousin that shows up to the barn party and when he's drinking beer. And I think that's a good thing. I think that's kind of why people like Luke Combs.
Yeah,
right?
I'm glad you added the drinking beer, because if you didn't, I would have. Because when I saw him, he was here in town a few months ago for the Bass Pro Shop 50th anniversary.
Yeah.
Did a concert for conservation. And, you know, he was playing guitar or he was walking around singing with a beer, you know, red Solo cup in his hand. So, I mean, he's just an everyday average guy.
Mm-hmm. He has a lot more money than these everyday average guys.
That is very true. And a huge ranch. It's like 140.
Oh, I'm glad you said ranch. I didn't know how well you knew Luke Combs.
Oh.
I didn't know if you were going to say belly or.
Oh my god.
Like guitar? Maybe he has a huge guitar.
Are you saying that Luke is fat?
No. Whoa.
Fat.
I did not say that. I don't use the F word. That's not a terrible word. The F word is terrible.
Yeah, he has
acknowledged that he is a little heavy.
Oh, so am I.
Especially now since he has had his son. And he had the son?
Oh, it's his pregnancy weight.
Well, I mean, it is a fact that guys do gain pregnancy weight for their partners.
Just to kind of gain weight together, right?
Where are your kids at?
All over.
I hope not.
There's one in Mexico.
Oh, no.
There's a couple in Destin, Florida.
Wow.
No. That would be a nightmare.
One is a crab fisherman up in Alaska. Still waiting for the invite.
I wonder if I
met him.
Never
going to get it.
Fotch and Friends, 6 to 10 weekdays on Power 96.5.